Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president-elect now agrees at least partially with the country's intelligence services. For the first time, the president-elect Donald Trump has acknowledged Russia did hack the Democratic National Committee's computers in an effort to meddle in the U.S. presidential election. During an hour-long press conference Wednesday, the future U.S. president also strongly denied an unconfirmed report that Russia has compromising personal information about him. More from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
In his first news conference since winning the White House, Donald Trump acknowledged he believes Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers in a bid to influence the November 8th presidential election.
As far as hacking, I think it was Russia, but I think we also get hacked by other countries and other people.
Trump also strongly denounced an unsubstantiated report that Russia has tawdry and compromising information about him.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Trump announced he will not divest himself from his business empire or create a blind trust during his presidency. Instead, Trump said his sons will run the business and I discuss it with him. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense gets his Senate confirmation hearing today. Retired General James Mattis will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is expected to give him approval. Mattis would become the first career military member to lead the Pentagon in more than 50 years. He retired from the U.S. Marine Corps in 2013 after serving as head of the U.S. Central Command. This is VOA News.